Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One of the most frustrating trends of the past decade has been the slow progression by government to strip parents of their rights and place itself firmly between parents and their children. In recent years, we've taken it on ourselves to fight back, and while we're making some progress, there's still a long way to go. The most public battle came 3 years ago when an effort to teach comprehensive sex education, better known as sex education beginning in kindergarten, began in the Helena schools. It was a battle royale with national press coverage and as many as 700 citizens showing up at school board hearings. Those in favor included Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, the Gay Rights Lobby, and Montana's abortion providers. Those opposed were parents and church leaders. In the end, government won and the community was torn in two. Eventually, the superintendent who led the effort left to take a job in Boulder, Colorado, and the policy was implemented. In the midst of the battle, a Freedom of Information Act request turned up two interesting documents. The first showed a plan by the proponents to take the curriculum to Great Falls and Missoula as well, and the second was a letter from the Helena School District curriculum coordinator to the superintendent asking to be removed from the project because she didn't like the fact that it was being done in secret and undercover. Those are her words. So what's the bottom line? Now in Helena Public Schools, kindergartners are taught the scientific names of reproductive body parts, first graders learn that some families have homosexual parents, and fifth graders learn sexual variations. The fact that the legislature killed similar proposals in 2007 and 2009 proves that the plan is to eventually take this statewide. Another little-known fact is that in many cases, abortion providers like Planned Parenthood are actually in the classrooms teaching the classes. And in schools across the state, students are regularly taken to assemblies where representatives of Planned Parenthood give graphic illustrations in co-ed settings. Students have testified that it's extremely embarrassing, and parents have no recourse because they're left out of the loop. In fact, two major court cases have said that the ability of a parent to dictate what their children are taught stops at the threshold of the schoolhouse door, unless there's a state law to the contrary. While many districts have opt-out policies, the problem is that the parents are in the dark, so opting out isn't really an option. In 2011, we introduced a bill that would have required schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. It would also have stopped abortion providers from teaching in the public schools. The bill was extremely popular. Polls showed 80% in favor, and it passed both the House and Senate. Unfortunately, Governor Schweitzer vetoed it, but we're bringing it back, and we need your help. The same bill is introduced this session, and we're hoping Governor Bullock has more common sense. The bill doesn't tell the schools what to teach. It just says they need parental permission, just as if they were showing a rated R movie or going on a field trip. It's a common sense solution that puts parents back in charge. The bill is House Bill 239, and it's up for a hearing next Monday, January 28th at 3 p.m. If you're in the Helena area, please come and testify. For the sake of our kids, the committee needs to see that parents still care. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.